Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to be on this call with you this evening. We have a landmark call this evening. I have the privilege of having my very special guest and good friend, Mr. John Assaraf, best-selling author of the book The Secret and multiple products that will assist you to change your brain. This is going to be a fabulous call. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, then I'll move right into the inspirational and science of tonight's call. If you're on this call for the first time, a friend referred you or you heard about me through social media or multiple sources, I want to welcome you to the call. I host this call each and every Tuesday night at 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. I've been hosting this call for 18-plus years, so we suit up and show up each and every Tuesday night. I've had people like Susan Sly, John Assaraf, Mark Victor Hansen, the great Jim Rohn on two different occasions, Joe Vitale, the number one inspirational speaker in Australia, Mr. Pat Mesiti, and a whole host of great speakers, writers, authors, spiritual speakers, and people who absolutely assist you to empower yourself to success. This call is recorded and is available for playback and download every Wednesday morning by 9 o'clock by 9 o'clock Pacific. We have changed the time so it is available early. We routinely receive over 2,000 downloads in the very next day after this call. So if you're on this call, welcome, welcome, welcome. I will cover a few quick announcements. We'll move right into the inspirational portion of this week's call. This Friday, I am the host of the Millionaire Blueprint in San Diego, California, with Alexis Romano and Susan Sly. Fortunately, we were able to sell the room out. Unfortunately, we sold the room out. So we have standing room only at that event, seating for only 450. We absolutely could have sold 1,000 tickets. If you do not have a ticket to the event, do not send me a Facebook request and ask me to get you in. I cannot. Here's what you can do. You can show up at the door. I don't know the layout of the room is, but if there is room to stand or sit, you will absolutely be able to purchase a ticket for $20 at the door. That is the best I can do for you. I cannot reserve any more seats than we already have. And I will do my best at the next Millionaire Blueprint to have a bigger room, but that was the best I could do for that event, so please bear with me on that. On Saturday, September 6th, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I do have a bigger room than the last time. We did have standing room only back in July. September 20th, I will be in Orlando, Florida with Alexis Romano. That will be a fantastic event. That will be standing room only. September 27th, Weehawken, New Jersey with Alexis. October 4th, I will be in Greenville, South Carolina with Bridget Bartley, Jennifer Trinkner, Angie Comer, and Casey Fluff with their teams. That will be another sold-out event. Denver is going to be on October 18th. That will be my first trip to Denver in over 1 year. October 25th, Buffalo, New York. November 1st, Boston. On November 6th, 7th, and 8th, for those of you who like to enhance your ability to write, speak, articulate your feelings into word, create a brand, write a book, and be able to take your speaking career to the next level, or if you desire to be a coach, I have a 2.5-day event called the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop on November 6th, 7th, and 8th. And that is a very, very small event reserved only for 30 people. You can contact me directly on Facebook about that event. November 15th, I'll be back in Philadelphia. December 6th, I will be in Long Island, New York. And December 20th, Phoenix, Arizona. So right there, that is what I have on the books. I have one open date in November, and that will probably go to San Francisco, my beautiful city by the bay in my backyard. For those of you who like to take advantage of some of my downloadable products, you can purchase my entire download library, which is a total of over 50 hours of audio downloads. You can purchase that for $197. And that can be found at goldenmastermind.com/digital library. And you're going to see I'm going to bring my entire collection of audios that I've produced over an 18-year period, and I'm going to make them available in one product within the next 30 days. So stay in touch for that. That will be in my entire Mastermind Coaching Protege Library that will be available in less than 30 days. So with that, we're going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. It's with great honor to bring to the call tonight Mr. John Assaraf. I've known John for over 13 years, and I was introduced to John by one of my coaching clients who is a personal trainer for the great Tony Robbins, who used to train at Date with Destiny all around the world. And my client said, there's a gentleman that you absolutely deserve to connect with. I made the phone call, connected with John 13 years ago. He's spoken at many of my events in Los Angeles and was a featured keynote speaker at the Millionaire Blueprint in New Jersey, at the Meadowlands, New Jersey in May, and absolutely brought the house down. He and Susan Sly and Alexis Romano absolutely were keynotes that absolutely just captured that event. John's content is very unique. John is an entrepreneur, researcher, and explorer specifically of consciousness and human behavior. His love and passion for discovering and teaching people how to release their internal mental blockages that holds them back from achieving their fullest potential is what drives him and gives his life purpose and meaning. In the last 25 years, John has grown 5 multi-million dollar companies, has written 2 New York Times best-selling books. John's current company, Praxis Now, is a research and development company that creates some of the most powerful evidence-based brain retraining tools and programs in the world. Thousands of companies, entrepreneurs, and individuals worldwide are currently using Praxis Now programs to develop unstoppable confidence and certainty in achieving their vision, business goals, and personal best. John has been a frequent guest on Larry King Live, appeared in every major TV network, and was featured in the blockbuster movie and book The Secret, and in the special documentary Quest for Success with the Dalai Lama and Sir Richard Branson. Today, John lectures extensively around the world on the neuroscience of success and achieving peak potential performance and results. And that is only the beginning and the tip of the iceberg of the value that John brings to personal development, self-improvement, entrepreneurship, and free enterprise. My good friend, Mr. John Assaraf, how are you this evening? Are you there, John? Well, I'm technical difficulty.
Hey, Jeff, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, John.
I had myself on mute as you were talking about your travel schedule for the year. I was getting exhausted listening to you talk about how many flights you're going to have. I was getting tired going, oh, my God, if that was me, I'd go crazy.
Well, unexhaust yourself, pull up the seat, step in the saddle. Welcome to the big leagues. Good to have you on tonight's call, John.
Great to be on. I hope everybody's doing amazing.
John Assaraf, the king of ease, is that right?
The what?
The king of ease, E-A-S-E.
Ease. Yes, nice and easy. I like things nice and relaxed, and I like great harmony in my life and in the lives of others.
So, John, in my hand is your first best-selling book that you sent me, seems like 100 years ago. Hi, Jeffrey. I wish you outstanding success in life. Be happy. Lots of love. Your friend, John Assaraf, The Street Kid's Guide to Having It All. Remember when you wrote that book many years ago?
2003 it came out, and I remember it very, very well. Yeah.
I was a proud recipient of that book over 10 years ago, so you and I have been connected for 13-plus years.
I know. Wow.
Great to have you on tonight's call. You delivered fantastic value at the Millionaire Blueprint event.
Well, thank you.
Last May, so once again, great to have you on tonight's call. John, you were not an overnight success. You've been through many challenges to get where you are today. You have some of the greatest content in personal development, self-improvement, and you really bridge the gap between science, motivation, inspiration, and then understanding why we do what we do, the cause that creates the effect. Just share with the folks listening tonight, I'm looking at the numbers. The numbers are very impressive, how many people have dialed in. But share with the folks a little bit about John Assaraf's beginning to get to where you are today.
That's a long story. Just so everybody knows, I live in San Diego, California. I'm 52 now, and I really got on my personal development journey back in 1980, specifically in June of 1980. And up until that time, I got myself into an enormous amount of trouble with the school and the law in Montreal, Canada. And I was really fortunate that back in 1980, I met a mentor, a gentleman who had achieved an enormous amount of success in every area of his life, and he decided to take me under his wing. And at the time, I was suffering with severe ulcerative colitis, which was ulcers in my colon when I was very, very young, at 19 years old. And I was broke. Actually, I was more than broke. I owed money, didn't have a car, didn't have a job, didn't have anything going for me. And he really started to help me understand that the effects in my life were nothing more than a reflection of what was going on in my mind. And he said to me, he says, your results are not what your potential is, but your results are a predicator, or not a predicator, but an effect of what you know or don't know and what you think or are not thinking about. And he really led me on a spectacular path to self-discovery around beliefs and what are they from a deep perspective, and habits and perception and behaviors. And with his mentorship, I was very, very fortunate to have been able to really reprogram my own paradigm, my beliefs about who I was and what was possible. And by getting his counseling and really garnering his help, I was able to transform my life through doing the right things in the right order at the right time. And in the last 10, 12 years, I've really been deeply involved in neuroscience research and neuropsychology research around behavior, around beliefs, and around changing from the inside out and really reprogramming our own thought patterns and behavior. So it was a wonderful gift that I received over 30 years ago, and I've just been a voracious student, and as a result, I've built my own companies, and over the last number of years, I've written about it and then started teaching people about probably 11 years ago what I learned and what I did.
John, In My Hand is one of the best pieces of personal development I've ever had the privilege of owning, and I'm sure you'll recall giving this to me, but you gave me at one of my events in 2005, you gave me the Cloning of Success self-study program. Now, this is a real gem for those of you who have never heard of this. This is a workbook that unequivocally breaks down cause and effect, neuroscience, why we do what we do. Page 8, the law of vibration and attraction. Now, I've seen many of the greatest speakers in the world break down the law of attraction. From my perspective, John, no one does it like you do. Can you share with the folks a little bit about how to really attract what we desire, why we attract what we do, and how to really raise our vibration? Big question, three of them.
That's a long, big question. I think there's a bit of a fallacy that was started with the movie The Secret, or maybe didn't start with the movie The Secret, but really made it pretty famous around the world. And the problem with The Secret was they led people to believe in the movie itself was that if you think it says think, believe, and you'll achieve. And there's a lot of people who think and believe that don't achieve. And the reason that we're discovering from a neuroscience perspective is there are two types of beliefs. And so I can explain it relatively quickly. There's an explicit belief, and that's a belief that you can declare. So you can declare, I believe, that I could earn $1 million. I believe that I could, earn $10,000 a month. Or I believe that I deserve success. However, we know that there are other types of beliefs that are happening in the brain that are unconscious or implicit, and they're deeply rooted beliefs. And if you have one belief that says, I believe that I can earn $10,000 a month, but you have another deeply rooted belief that says, you're not worthy, you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you don't know how to do this, you're male, you're female, you're black, you're white, whatever the unconscious implicit belief is, what happens in the body is you create what's known as a chaotic vibration or a double binding message, a neurological message. And if you think of it this way, if you think of having a radio that's tuned into a rock and roll station, and you're listening to that radio, and then another radio is put next to it, and then you start listening to classical music, there's not going to be any harmony. And the reason I bring this up is because of something known as resonance, neural resonance, brain resonance. And when we take a look at what our bodies are made up of, we know that they're made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. That's the main elements at a biological level of nature that our bodies are made up of that. Well, if you're vibrating at one level of a belief and another level of a belief is not vibrating at the same level, you have neural dissonance, you have chaos in your body. And since we are vibrating packets of energy called quanta, if you have a chaotic vibration, you're not going to be in resonance within yourself, you're not going to be in resonance with the people around you, and you're certainly not going to be in resonance with an entangled web that we are all a part of. So when we talk about the law of vibration, in order to really have the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical resonance that are required in order to attract things from the quantum field, the field where everything emanates from, we have to have this coherence pattern in our body, our mind, our emotions, etc. And when I think about the law of attraction and why some people are in resonance and others aren't, it's simply because of a belief system that people have that is not integrated and congruent. And so the first thing that has to happen in order for people to really work with the way the laws of nature work is you have to get an absolute resonance with everything that you want to achieve and you want to attract. And that, in a nutshell, answers some of your question for about the law of attraction and some of the stuff that I love to research and talk to some of the world-renowned scientists of and then teach.
John, I have that was great. I really appreciate you breaking it down. So a lot of my clients on tonight's call are people who are in network marketing, direct sales, internet marketers, and they own their own businesses. And
yep.
Many of them are really starting to practice the law of attractions, and I've watched a few of them who in the last 2 and 3 years have gone from being, for instance, a high school guidance counselor, making $100,000 a year at the peak of her profession, to where now one of my clients is making six figures a month in a very short period of time. Now, I see in today's world that it's a much faster way to create money than ever before in free enterprise. And you are a student of the Pareto Principle, as I am. Can you break down the Pareto Principle that affects someone's personal effectiveness with the amount of money they earn or success they achieve?
Sure. There's actually a piece that we teach on Pareto and Parkinson's laws. And so Pareto says that 20% of your activities will garner 80% of your results. And so 20% of the people you speak to, 20% of the sales you make, 20% of your activities will garner 80% of your results. When you match that up with Parkinson's law that states that you will accomplish what you need to accomplish in the time that you allot yourself to accomplish it, that means that when you set a goal and you focus on what I call are your highest impact producing activities and your highest income producing activities, within a short time frame, you create deadlines for yourself. You actually create an internal stress mechanism that will motivate you, get the motivational centers of your brain to activate and move you towards that goal. Now, where a lot of people get into problems with, you know, productivity is they confuse the urgent things that will really yield the highest ROI, return on investment, and ROE, return on energy, with the other things that they think have to get done. So they confuse the critical few things with the trivial many things. And most people are wired, conditioned to take the path of least resistance. So they'll do what's easy, what's convenient, before they do what's urgent and highly impactful. And one of the best things that I can share with this group right now is develop a ritual whereby every morning you take 15 minutes and you ask yourself these simple questions. Number one, what is my goal for today? And since you are in business for yourself, then your goal has got to be around how many people can I get in front of that could make a decision to either A, buy my product, or B, be a part of my team? And so that's number one. How many people? Question number two is, what is my highest income-producing activity for today? Write that down. Write down how much time it'll take you to achieve that highest income-producing activity or highest income-producing activities in the case of people that need to speak to a lot of people because you're in a networking sport, meaning you're belly-to-belly, face-to-face, or on the phone with people or communicating with people online or off, then you've got to determine how many people you've got to meet with today for a high-impact or high-income activity. And then do that for the first 90 minutes to 2 hours every day. And don't answer emails, don't answer texts, don't turn on your telephone, don't watch TV, don't look at your Facebook page or anything else. Focus on the high income and high impact producing activities. And what I can promise you, when you do just that every day, you will double, triple, quadruple your income in the next 6 to 12 months, guaranteed.
That's great impact there. Why do you believe that doing less actually causes you to move more and achieve more in certain situations?
Well, one of the concepts that I teach is actually do less better to completion. And the meaning behind that is a lot of people are great starters, but for some reason they become distracted and they don't finish what they start. They become so distracted by the interruptions either that they create themselves or the addictions that they've allowed themselves to get into that are destructive. And when you do less, but you do it better to completion consistently, what you find is that you start to develop a habit of high productivity thinking and high productivity working. And there's a huge difference between activity and productivity, and everybody's busy. I mean, when I analyze clients' times, I give them a document that basically analyzes every 15 minutes of their time, and before they invest a day with me, which costs them $35,000, they have to come with at least 3 days of everything they've done every 15 minutes for those 3 days. And inevitably, it doesn't make a difference if I'm working with somebody who's making $150,000 a year, and in some cases I've got clients who are making $10 million a year in personal income. I can see within seconds, not minutes, seconds, the individuals that are making $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, $5 million a year, you can see what they're doing with their time, and it's focusing on high income, high impact activities. And you can see the individuals that are not doing well are squandering, wasting, throwing away time, even though they're exhausted and busy and stressed out.
Absolute great insight. And so let's go back to what you said. A day of your time, did you say that was worth $35,000?
Yes.
So that shows you how valuable you've become in free enterprise. And what you've also stated is how invaluable most people perceive themselves, and then they burn their most valuable commodity. I cover this in great depth in my book, The Procrastination Cure. Now, you know, and what I want you to assist me to assist the listeners tonight is this, why they avoid. Now, you have been a sales professional since you were in your early 20s. You were a real estate professional. You became one of the top real estate professionals in all of North America. Now, you and I both know that most people avoid prospecting because of the perceived pain, which becomes procrastination. Can you explain to the listening audience what happens in their brain that creates that procrastination mechanism and what they can do to let go of that?
Sure. There's a couple of reasons for procrastination. There's actually some parts of procrastination that can work for you. And there are some people that when they procrastinate, they actually create intrinsic pressure. And intrinsic pressure is a pressure that builds up that as you get closer to the deadline, for some people it brings out the very, very best work in them. And that accounts for probably about 5 to 10% of the population. In all of the neuroscience research that I've done, most procrastination is due to low self-esteem, however. And what I mean by low self-esteem is not necessarily people who don't think that they're nice or wonderful or kind. It's people that are looking to do one of two things. One is disappointment avoidance. They're looking to avoid disappointing themselves by not doing great work, or they're looking at how the work that they're going to do will disappoint somebody else, which will cause shame, embarrassment, or guilt.
This is classic. This is absolutely classic. This is what I wanted you to break down.
So
I know they're on Facebook right now saying you're crushing it.
Thank you. And so when you have this idea of prospecting, there's an unconscious representation of what that means. And for some people, prospecting means just making a call and talking to somebody, and if they say yes, great. If they say no, big deal, move on to the next person. But to other people, when they think of prospecting and they think of somebody, you know, thinking in their minds or telling them that you're wasting your time, if they think that somebody's going to hang up on them, they actually take it personally and they project into the future a potential negative consequence which actually shuts down the motivational center of your brain and fires off the amygdala, the fear center of your brain, which causes you to freeze and not do anything, to run away from it, or to fight it somehow and try and do it, all of which is going to really get you nowhere fast. And so the way to eliminate procrastination is to, number one, there's a 4-R process that I teach all of our clients. I'll teach everybody right now, and I'll teach it to you as quickly as I can so you at least understand the process. Number one is recognize your procrastination and recognize the emotion you have when you think of prospecting. So just visualize with me for a moment picking up the phone and calling somebody you don't know. And imagine that you're prepared with a script, and imagine that they're going to say to you, "What the hell are you doing calling me for? And stop wasting my time, you idiot," and they hang up on you. Well, for some people, they're going to feel embarrassed. They're going to feel ashamed. They're going to feel hurt. They're going to feel like their self-image has been hurt. And who the hell wants that? For other people, they can laugh at the exact same experience, and they don't really give a flipping hoot about it because of the meaning they give the experience. And so that takes me to the second R, which is reframe. So if you recognize the emotion and then you reframe the meaning of the actual incident that happens or the incident that you think may happen, you can pre-frame your own brain, which means you can give your brain an instruction to say, hey, if this happens, all it means is I caught them at the wrong time. They didn't want what I have. They're an angry person. They really don't understand what I have to offer, but it has nothing to do with me personally. So if you reframe it in your mind, you will actually release the negative or unpleasant emotional charge of what happens if that happens to you. The third part is to take a couple of deep breaths with your eyes closed, and you do rhythmic breathing, same patterns of breathing, slowly in through your mouth, out through your nose, 10 times, which should take you somewhere around 45 seconds. Now, you may say, well, what the hell would I want to, you know, breathe for? I said, well, breathing is one of the best ways to deactivate the fear sensor in the brain, lower the firing threshold of the nerve cells that send automatic messages within billionths of a second that causes you to stop taking action, that causes you to not have motivation, that causes a part of your brain to think of all the negative consequences that could happen and might happen, and causes you to feel a certain way right now. So by breathing 10 times, you actually deactivate that neural circuit, which is the fear circuit in the brain. And then what you do is the fourth R, so we have recognize, reframe, release through breathing, and then retrain your brain to say, hey, I can handle this. I'm smart enough. I'm good enough. I know I can do this. Let's make the call, and let's get through this, and let's retrain my brain to having a positive experience no matter what kind of stimuli comes at me from the other people on the other end of the line or face-to-face. So there's your 4-R process. You could use it anytime, anywhere, for anything in your life so that you're in control and responding versus being a victim and reacting.
Great content. That, I mean, people, I can tell, were grasping it. John, why do so many people know what they should do? They procrastinate constantly. I mean, just give them one sentence on that.
Habits.
Right.
Simply put, just habits. Habits aren't good or bad. They're either constructive or destructive. And every single person on this call, guess what? You're an addict.
So let's take that to the next level. I have 26 years of recovery myself from drug and alcohol addiction. And my first 10 years of my addictions, I really didn't understand cause and effect. Breakthrough for me started to happen as I had a migraine headache. So when I became a dry drunk, I spent 10 years of my early recovery wrestling with the, not so much with the addiction, but the unconscious of what continued to create the same situation over and over, which would be chaos. And I would succeed and fail in the same situation, and I had not retrained my brain. So could you explain just a little about the addicted brain and how to let go of the cause that creates the effects that we perpetuate over and over?
Well, first and foremost, the way that our brains learn and the way that our brain makes it easy for us to survive is any thought, any emotion, any perception, any idea, any behavior that we have creates a pattern in the brain. And a simple thing to realize is a pattern. Imagine if one marble was able to grow a little branch and connect to another marble. Well, that is basically the cells in your brain. One cell creates a little branch that connects to the next cell. That's called a neural pathway. Well, if you do that 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, 100 times, you start to create a neural pathway that is easy for your brain to travel or send a message down that pathway. And when you do that through seeing, hearing, believing, experiencing over and over and over again, it becomes automatic. There's a term in the neuroscience field called automaticity. And automaticity means that anything that is repeated or any significant emotional experience that is negative is going to create a very significant neural pathway or road in the brain that's easy for a signal to travel. So almost, if you thought about a river, if you had a really deep river with a groove, water could easily float down that river. And if you kept that going, it would be easy for water to flow down that river. And so when you have a habit, something that you've repeated over and over and over again, it becomes automatic, and you don't have to think about it anymore. And that's why people go through the exact same way of getting dressed every day, the exact same way of brushing their teeth every day, the exact same way of, you know, having breakfast or going to the bathroom, or their routines become automatic, so that your brain doesn't have to expend any of its conscious energy on thinking about what to do. So it was a genius mechanism that our Creator, you know, gave to us. And our Creator also gave us the ability to have conscious choice to change the patterns that don't serve us. But since we weren't born with a user's manual for how our brains work, how our thoughts work, how thinking works, how emotions work, and how habits work, we're now finally getting the user's manual for how do we stop, or for, let me back up, how do we recognize what triggers a behavior? Because every habit has got 3 components to it. Number one, there is always something that triggers a behavior. So we have the trigger, we have the actual behavior, and then we always have a reward. Even when our behavior is negative, we have a reward. The brain gets a reward, a dopamine release, a feel-good drug, even when we're not achieving what we want to achieve. And so the first thing to understand about this mechanism is that if you change the behavior, the pattern of the behavior, when you recognize the trigger. So if let's say you go downstairs every morning and you go to the fridge and grab milk or juice or coffee, if you wanted to give up juice or milk or coffee, you would recognize the pattern that is automatic, and then instead of going to the fridge to get your juice or milk or get your coffee ready, you would actually go for a walk for 30 seconds, you know, around your home or up and down the stairs five times to interrupt the pattern. And when you do that long enough, you start to break that pattern. And the old belief that it takes 21 days to develop a habit or 21 days to break a habit is absolutely unequivocally wrong. Some habits and some patterns you could break in a day, and others take 200-300 days to break, depending on how deeply ingrained the root system is, the neural pattern system is, and the associations with that neural pattern determines how long it takes to break that pattern. But you can have some pretty great significant changes in 90 days on some of the most deeply rooted patterns that we have.
And you really broke something down that I covered myself. Many people don't understand this. What's your payoff? When many people will conduct a bad behavior over and over, a behavior that doesn't serve them or created an addiction, and I ask them frequently, what's your payoff? Most people don't understand exactly what you just explained as you broke it down. That was fantastic.
Well, there's always a payoff. You know, there's always a payoff. And the other thing to keep in mind is you will never outperform your own self-image.
That is so, so true.
Yeah, and so if you start to behave in ways that yield you some great results. So let's say you're, I'm just going to use, you know, finances for a moment. Let's say you're making $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a month, and all of a sudden you learn some new things, you pick up some new skills, you start to make more money. Why is it that so many people sabotage their success shortly after they achieve the success? Well, I call that the lottery winner effect syndrome. And 86% of lottery winners will not only lose their money, millions of dollars, within 3 years, but over 90% of those people say that it was the worst thing that ever happened to them. And what most people don't realize is it wasn't the money that's the worst thing that happened to them. It wasn't changing their lifestyle that was the worst thing that happened to them. It was the mental anguish that they had to go with because there was a fight between the internal self-image they had with the money and with their new external world, and there was neural dissonance. There wasn't the coherence I talked about earlier. And so that is so critical to understand, because as you learn from Jeffrey, you know, how to grow yourself and develop the strategies and the skills and the knowledge, work on your self-image also. Work on changing your bowl that will accept the new self-image no differently than if you wanted a tree to grow or a plant to grow, you take it out of its pot and put it into a bigger pot. Because if you don't take it out of its pot and put it in a bigger pot, it will stunt its growth. It will have limited growth opportunities.
Great content. I've heard you say that everyone should start with no as their default answer. I've asked you this before. I also want you to cover the reticular activating system, but this question is a very, very good question. When I ask you, start with no as your default system or as your default answer, what does that really mean?
Well, it's a little deeper of a story. Many years ago, I started, you know, to teach people how to set goals, but more importantly, how to achieve goals. And I used to tell them there are a couple reasons for setting goals. Number one is when you set clear and precise goals, you're actually giving your brain an instruction of what it is that you want it defined for you. And there's a way to cognitively prime your brain with what it is you want to achieve. And the left prefrontal cortex of your brain is actually your CEO, your executive director, but also acts as your GPS system that helps you find the thing that you're focused on without you even thinking about it. It's just a phenomenal piece of equipment that we've discovered works in helping you find your goals. Now, when we live in a society where Everybody is asking us for help. Everybody's asking, look at my email, take a look at my text, listen to my message, be on my call, watch my webinar, can you help me with this, can you come over here, can you look at that? Most of us want to help each other because we're good people and we really want to be of help and of service to other people. However, what happens is when you take your eye off of your own goals in trying to help people that may or may not be as serious as you are, that may or may not be working on things that are as important as the things that you said you want to trade your life for and accomplish and do, then we get caught up by being distracted in so many different directions. And in today's world, our competition is actually not other people. Our competition is not other products. Our competition is not other services. Our competition is our ability to stay focused on our goals and our dreams. And by making no your default, no to your new ideas, no to other people's request of your time, no to answering emails all the time, no to texting all the time, no to being on Facebook all day long, and yes to staying focused on my highest income producing activities, yes to my highest impact producing activities, yes to the things that bring my life the most joy, the most meaning, the highest levels of purpose, those we say yes to, and then we move from a no to a maybe to a yes on everything else after we've had a chance to evaluate it, after we've had a chance to understand how long will it really take and how much time will it take me away from the things that I'm committed to trading my life for and getting accomplished in my life. And by saying no first, you're actually in control of your time, your behaviors, and your focus.
That's very well broken down. I love that. Your content tonight is stellar. I'm just looking at the time here. We've got time for a couple of really good questions. One of my favorite topics that you speak about, and I first saw you break this down back in 2004 at one of my events in Los Angeles at the Gateway Sheraton, was the reticular activating system, your lightning-fast personal Google search engine that finds only A-list goals, right here in my handbook. You know this.
Yep.
Do you still sell this handbook, The Cloning of Success? It's the best I've ever seen.
Actually, I don't sell The Cloning of Success. I actually just finished The Cloning of Business Success live event yesterday in San Diego, the day before, in San Diego. But the content I teach in some of my other programs, the reticular activation system is actually no longer a term that's used by scientists. And the reticular activation system is basically a network-like group of cells that sit in the thalamus part of the brain. Now, the thalamus is like your traffic control center in the brain. So when light comes through your eyes, your thalamus makes a determination whether it's necessary or not necessary, whether that information, light is nothing more than information that's being reflected from objects in our physical world. And so your thalamus makes a determination, what do I do with this? Is this important? Is it not important? Is it urgent? Is it life-threatening? And it sends it to the part of your brain, the visual cortex, your primary visual cortex for processing. Same with your auditory information, same with your tactile, anything that you touch. And so there's something called the thalamic gate or the thalamus that's your relay station. And so what does your relay station look for? Number one is anything that is life-threatening is relayed immediately to the amygdala and to the motor cortex of your brain to immediately, reactively, instinctually jump, get out of the way, run for your life. The tiger is going to eat you. If it's on your highly important list, for example, like your goals, like the goal that you've written out clearly, precisely, and intimately with the emotions behind it, and you look at it every day, your thalamus says, hey, he or she has looked at this every day saying, this is important, make him aware of it. Your information center, the thalamus, will send a message to your conscious mind to make you aware, to listen to a conversation that's happening 10 feet away from you, to pay attention to this book that you just walked by in a store that's 20 feet away, What most people don't understand is their brain is processing 400 billion bits of information per second at an unconscious level, and up to half a second after your brain has gathered all this information from your environment, it sends a signal to your conscious brain for you to be aware of it. And so when you take the time to condition and train your brain on what's super, super, super important for you, you start to prime it to find everything in your environment that it will make you aware of where it wouldn't in the past, and that is called the thalamus, and that's what used to be called the reticular activation system, and it works faster than the Google search engine to bring to your consciousness everything that A, may harm you, and B, and more importantly, well, actually maybe not more importantly, but B, anything that you say that you are committed to achieving, that you want to make part of your reality. And your brain is working, 10,000 trillion electrical and chemical signals per second. And you're not thinking about that, but you have the ability to train it to work for you instead of against you. Now, I want to make sure that I cover one last thing as it relates to this beautiful part of your brain. If you happen to be worried that there isn't enough money, if you happen to be worried that people will reject you, if you happen to be worried that you're not smart enough, not good enough, not this enough or that enough, and you are consciously or unconsciously focusing on that, this part of your brain will find all the evidence in your physical world and in your memory banks to make sure you see all of that also. So it could be your greatest ally, or it could be the dragon slayer of all of your goals and dreams.
Great content. Love it. You really laid that out there fantastically. As we're wrapping up the call tonight, I want to ask you a couple questions about really taking your game to the next level, because there are many people on this call who have been in business, in free enterprise, internet marketing, direct sales, and they're in that process. Many of them are getting ready to go to their national convention with over 10,000 people, and they're sitting there going, wow, I can't wait to get back. I'm so excited. I'm going to tear it up. But in reality, John, you and I have been top achievers for many years, but how does someone who's had average results, had procrastination issues, been overwhelmed, and or a series of addictions, how does someone really take their income and their life to the next level and double and triple their results in 12 months or less? Big question.
Well, there's three steps to it. Number one is you have to retrain your brain to have a different belief system, and you have to retrain your brain to see things that you're not seeing right now. And thirdly, you have to retrain your brain to have the habits that will give you the high level of productivity. That's step one. Step two.
Let me ask you one question, though.
Yep.
You believe you said to see. You train your brain to see. What does that, I know what that means, but what does that really mean on a neuroscience level?
Well, number one, it's not your eyes that see.
Yes,
and you don't see everything there is to see. We only see what we are conditioned to see. And so our brain is looking for things in the physical world that match our current belief system, habitual system, and patterns that have been part of our growth and upbringing from the time we were born. And so you can train your brain to see more by using cognitive priming techniques such as getting your goals precisely and clearly in writing, visualizing yourself at that level of performance and productivity every single day for 3, 4, 5 minutes, emotionalizing you being at that goal right now. So those are just three out of about 8 or 9 major techniques that you can use to train your brain to see more than it's seeing right now. Go ahead.
And so many people hold on to past events that they don't let go of. They don't understand the significance of the event they create. They create the significance because it's not the event, it's the perception of it. They hold on to these events their whole life, and then they lived in guilt and shame. And I assisted a woman to do this today, and it was a major breakthrough for her because that's really how we start to let go. Would you agree?
Absolutely. The second part of the equation, once you're retraining your brain, is to really develop what we call is the emotional mastery around the six fundamental emotions, whether it's disgust, anger, sadness, happiness, and learn how to master your emotions by upgrading your knowledge and your skills around your craft, number one, but also around mastering emotions, because there are some emotions that propel us forward and other emotions that causes us to retreat back into our safety net. And the ones that cause us to retreat back into our safety net, we do that as a self-preservation mechanism. And so we have to realize is that you're not your emotions, but you have emotions to help you navigate your inner and outer world. And as you learn how to master those emotions better and release the ones that are unconstructive or destructive or unpleasant, and you move towards the pleasant ones that are constructive and help you achieve your goals, you will achieve that level of success you want. And the third part that a lot of people just totally miss out, and one of the reasons I loved coming to your event and being on this call, is the support that we need during times of change are just absolutely phenomenal. All the research that shows when you put yourself in the environment of like-minded people who are striving towards releasing what's not working and striving towards making what they want to happen happen, you will be able to achieve your success 10 times faster by being in an environment of support, vulnerability, where you can lift as you climb, where you can pay it forward and help with your knowledge and skills, but also get help when you need it. And we all know that we all need help at certain times in our lives. So again, retrain your brain, upgrade your knowledge and skills, including mastering your emotions. And number three, put yourself in the environment like you have tonight with Jeffrey, who I think is one of the best coaches in the world, for people in your industry and other industries, and just stay focused on the goal and overcome any of the obstacles that are holding you back. And once you remove those obstacles, you really allow yourself to flow in the state of conscious awareness of success and deliberate conscious evolution, and that's where the new game is going to be won.
John, your content tonight was absolutely phenomenal. I want to thank you for being on tonight's call. Now, I know you put together a package for tonight's call. Could you go ahead and share that?
Actually, Jeff, I don't have a package for tonight's call. We can send people that were on tonight's call some information, and they'll be more than happy to get more information from us.
I do know that your assistant, I spoke to her right before you jumped on the call. She does have a package ready. How can they contact your office tonight and get access to the $97 product?
If you will all do this, if you email that, I'll give you my assistant's email, and we'll make some stuff available for you tomorrow. It's Erica, E-R-I-C-A, at praxisnow.com, E-R-I-C-A, at praxis, P-R-A-X-I-S-N-O-W.com. Erica at praxisnow.com. If you make your email available to us, I'll get you some information on some killer content for you.
John Assaraf, I've already spoken to you. I want to thank you for being on tonight's call. I'd already asked you if you'd be open to speaking at next year's Millionaire Blueprint in New Jersey, and the answer was unequivocally yes. So for those of you who did not get to see John last May, John will be the keynote speaker at the next spring event, Millionaire Blueprint, with a date and location to be determined. He'll be sharing the stage with Alexis Romano, Susan Sly, and very possibly a very good friend of yours and I's, John, Mr. Mark Victor Hansen. How about that for a line?
Awesome.
Nothing like sharing the stage with the number one bookseller in the world. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Mark's brilliant.
John Assaraf, thank you for being on tonight's call. A longtime friend, great collaborator, first-class human being, a philanthropist, entrepreneur, neuroscientist, and first-class friend. Thank you, everyone. Mr. John Assaraf, I want to thank everyone for being on tonight's call. I look forward to seeing many of you this Friday in beautiful San Diego, California. And the call will be available for download at tomorrow morning, in the morning, by noon Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock Pacific. So be looking for that call. Thank you very much, and you have a great evening.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye, everyone.